Chapter 23, Parenting Children at Risk for BPD. In this chapter, recognizing early warning signs of BPD, taking a look at the causes, getting the help you need, loving and setting limits at the same time, looking after yourself and everybody else. People in the mental health field debate at what age you can first diagnose someone with borderline personality disorder, BPD, and other personality disorders. BPD consists of a pattern of unstable relationships, impulsivity, and moodiness, as discussed in Chapter 3, all three of which are common behaviors in teenagers. The two sides to this debate are the argument for not making a diagnosis until age 18 is based on the fact that children and adolescents change so much over the course of their development. The argument for making a diagnosis when the symptoms are present is that you can start appropriate treatment early. In our opinion, whether or not the diagnosis is official, treatment for the symptoms of BPD can start in adolescence. Furthermore, the presence of risk factors and early signs of BPD warrant some family interventions. In this chapter, we examine the early warning signs of BPD. We discuss some risk factors that parents should be aware of and give advice on how to get help. Finally, we provide some tips to the parents of children and adolescents who may be developing BPD. Heeding early warning signs. The differences between a 2-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 18-year-old are huge. Children grow, mature, and change quickly. At the same time, some consistencies occur across ages. For example, a mother may describe her 2-year-old boy as fearless because he runs instead of walks, climbs onto things, and gets into a lot of mischief. That same boy, at age 12, may show the same trait of fearlessness, but his actions may have changed to rock climbing, water skiing, and taking off alone on long walks. At age 18, he may be interested in extreme sports, show no fear of talking in public, and demonstrate unusual independence. The trait of fearlessness, like many traits, carries on throughout the boy's life, but it shows up in different ways at various ages. Much like the fearlessness in the preceding example, overly reactive emotions, a major symptom of BPD, can show up early on in a child's life. Toddlers with this trait may have a hard time going to bed without having a tantrum. They may have trouble sharing with other kids, and they may get extremely emotional when they're separated from their caregivers. At school age, children with emotional instability may get overly upset when they receive negative feedback, engage in frequent squabbling with classmates when they disagree with them, and have meltdowns when they're frustrated. Teens with such emotional instability may have frequent bouts of anger, anxiety, or rage. From these examples, you can see that certain traits can persist over the course of childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. Identifying problem behaviors. The following list represents worrisome behaviors and reactions that your kids may exhibit from time to time. Even if your child hasn't been diagnosed with BPD, these symptoms are worth checking out and addressing. Intense emotional overreactions. The slightest frustration can set off these reactions. For example, your kid may overreact when she misses the bus, gets a B on a test instead of an A, forgets her homework, or isn't allowed to stay out late one night. The emotional reaction to events like these may include crying, screaming, rocking, throwing a fit, or swearing. Defensiveness in response to perceived slights. Your child or adolescent may respond with severe rage, outbursts, or despondency when she isn't picked for a team or a school play, when a friend doesn't invite her to a party, when a teacher criticizes her, or when she experiences a similar rejection. Paranoid thinking. When your teen walks into the school cafeteria, and sees that the kid she wanted to sit next to has no seat saved for her, she may respond with jealous outrage that her friend would deliberately reject her in that way. Behaviors like this one may point to a paranoid style of thinking. Other examples of responding to situations in a paranoid manner include believing that others are plotting against her, thinking that the teachers have it in for her, or worrying that people are always watching her. Cutting. If you ever see scars, open wounds, or other signs of cutting along your teen's arms, legs, or torso, seek a mental health consultation as soon as possible. The only exception is if you hear a logical, plausible, coherent story that explains why the marks are on your teen's body, and you don't see a reappearance of them. Other self-mutilation. Other signs of self-mutilation behavior include burns, pin marks, and repeated accidental actions that result in bodily harm. You need to realize that your teen probably won't be able to disclose these behaviors easily and may very well lie to keep you from knowing what's going on. More often than not, teens cover up self-harming behaviors to avoid feeling intense shame from letting their parents know about their troubles. Intense, unstable relationships. Okay, teens often have fairly unstable relationships, but most kids have a few friendships that last for years. If your child or adolescent has a pattern of acquiring friends, feeling unusually intense about those friends, and then dumping them for inexplicable reasons, you may want to encourage your teen to seek out help. Threats of violence. Kids sometimes say they hate their parents. Occasionally, they may even scream that they want to kill them. However, if your child starts to destroy property, take swings at you, or threaten violence to friends or teachers, you need to take these threats seriously. We strongly recommend that you and your child consult with a mental health professional. Eating disorders. Eating disorders vary from being excessively concerned about gaining weight to drastically limiting food intake to binging, eating unusually large quantities of food at a single sitting, to purging, self-induced vomiting or excessive laxative usage, to exercising excessively to control weight. If you notice these or other signs of eating disorders in your child, seek out a professional evaluation because these disorders can be deadly. Impulsivity or sensation-seeking. Teens and impulsivity go together like French fries and ketchup. However, the kind of impulsivity we're talking about here is more extreme than what most teens do. Many teens experiment with a shoplifting incident or two, but getting caught once usually ends their experiments for good. Problematic impulsivity in teens refers to behaviors like repeated, serious shoplifting, promiscuous sexual behaviors, unusually reckless driving, uncontrolled spending, heavy substance abuse, as opposed to experimentation, and frequent damaging of property. Again, many teens bang up a fender now and then, but you should be concerned if car accidents occur as a result of wild, reckless driving. If you're not sure whether your teen's behavior falls into this category, check with a professional. Pursuing a diagnosis. Many children show these sorts of emotional responses or behaviors at times. Kids go through stages or have reactions to stress that seem pretty extreme. Furthermore, teenagers show many of the symptoms of BPD at some point. What teenager isn't at least occasionally impulsive, dramatic, emotionally reactive, and irritable? For a mental health professional to diagnose teens with BPD, the symptoms must be over the top and out of the ordinary, and they must persist across multiple situations. In other words, just because your teen is rebellious and grouchy doesn't mean he or she has BPD. Parents want to understand and help their children. However, parents love their children so much that they can't be totally objective in their visions of them. Tip: if your child or teen shows some of the warning signs we describe in the preceding section, You may want to consult with a mental health professional who has experience with diagnosing children and adolescents. Although an experienced professional may avoid giving a diagnosis of BPD to a child or adolescent, you need to understand that some type of treatment may still be useful. Talk to the therapist about what types of treatment are available. Looking at risk factors. We suggest that you listen to Chapter 4 for detailed information about the various risk factors for BPD, especially if your child exhibits a few of the warning signs we describe in the Identifying Problem Behaviors section of this chapter. If your child not only shows troubling behaviors similar to those of BPD, but also has several risk factors for developing BPD, your concerns should increase. In that case, you need to seek a professional consultation sooner rather than later. Risk factors of particularly acute concern include the following: family turmoil, divorces, serious marital conflict, financial struggles, and frequent moves are examples of stressors that can affect families, especially children. Genetics. If one of your child's close relatives has BPD or some other serious mental disorder, your child's risks increase. Abuse or trauma. If your child has been abused by one or more parents, relatives, peers, or teachers, the risk of BPD occurring in your child increases. Early separation or loss. Children who experience the loss of a parent, sibling, or close relative, especially multiple times, have a higher risk of developing a serious emotional problem such as BPD. Inadequate parenting. Sometimes when parents are very young, or when their own parents served as challenging, difficult role models, they simply don't know how to parent effectively. Ineffective parenting also increases the risk of BPD occurring in your child. Note that some of these risk factors directly relate to parents, whether as a result of parental conflict, poor parenting, or abuse. Does this mean we're blaming parents for their kids' BPD? In a word, no. The causes of BPD are many, and figuring out the specific cause for any given person is impossible to do. However, we aren't completely letting parents off the hook either. If you feel like you've blown up at your kids more often than you would have liked, not known how to handle your kids' challenging emotions, and/or been in a high-conflict marriage, you can probably profit from consulting a mental health professional for assistance. Raising kids is a daunting job, and most parents feel inadequate at times. When your child shows signs of an emotional disturbance, the task grows exponentially in difficulty, whether you contributed to the cause or not. Remember, even if you haven't been a perfect parent, whatever that is, and even if you contributed to your child's problem, now is the time to step up to the plate. Be part of the solution, not just the problem. Finding the right help. Researchers haven't completed many studies on what works for children and teens with BPD symptoms. Part of the reason for this lack of scientific study is the reluctance most professionals have in diagnosing kids under the age of 18 with BPD. Instead, they often diagnose kids who exhibit BPD symptoms with other more kid-appropriate disorders. So your child may present with BPD symptoms, but receive a diagnosis of one of the following disorders rather than BPD. Conduct disorder. This diagnosis involves a pattern of behavior that includes destruction of property, aggression, rule-breaking, and deceitfulness. Oppositional defiant disorder. Kids with this disorder exhibit a pattern of hostile behaviors, including arguing with adults, becoming easily angered, blaming others, and becoming touchy or easily annoyed. Special ed for kids with BPD. Children and adolescents with symptoms of BPD often have trouble in school. If your child's emotional problems impair her learning, your child may qualify for help or accommodations at school under the special education umbrella. The category of emotionally impaired may allow your child to be part of an individualized program in school to better meet her unique needs. To qualify, your child has to undergo a complete educational and psychological evaluation. A teacher, a school psychologist, and other school professionals generally complete these evaluations. Various parent organizations can help you better understand the special education programs that many public schools offer. Go to one of the following websites for more information. ed.gov/parents/needs/spec-ed/resources.html ed.gov/parents/needs/spec-ed/edpics wrightslaw.com parentpals.com cec.sped.org Bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is a complicated diagnosis that generally includes alterations of mania. For example, feeling grandiose, sleeping poorly or talking too fast, and depression. See Chapter 3 for more information, or read Bipolar Disorder for Dummies by Candida Fink and Joe Cranack, Wiley. Attention Deficit, Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, includes problems with controlling impulses, interrupting others, waiting, fidgeting, focusing, and making careless mistakes. More than one-third of adolescents hospitalized for psychiatric reasons have at least some features of BPD. A minority of these kids will receive the BPD diagnosis in later years, but most of them won't. Nevertheless, you can use the same strategies professionals use for treating BPD to address many of the symptoms of other problems. Remember, getting the correct diagnosis is less important than getting a good picture of the symptoms your child or adolescent suffers from. If your child or teen has symptoms of BPD, you should look for a mental health professional who can address the presenting problems. For example, if your teen has trouble with substance abuse, you may need to seek a program or therapist who specializes in teenage substance abuse. If your teen acts impulsively, you may need someone who can help your teen develop a behavioral plan or, possibly, a prescribing professional who can determine whether your child has ADHD or some other kind of impulsivity problem. Furthermore, if your child has symptoms of depression, you need to address that symptom by seeking a professional who has experience in dealing with youth depression. Loving Tough. If one of your kids has serious symptoms of BPD, you may discover that this child easily becomes the center of the family's universe. You may find yourself considering how each activity, decision, or plan will impact your emotionally challenged child. Will she approve? Or will your decision set off a firestorm of rebellious rage? If you go out for the evening, will your kid be safe? Will she harm the baby like she has threatened to do a few times? You want to do the right thing for everyone involved, which includes you, your emotionally challenged child, and the rest of your family. You want to show love and support for your child, but you also have to set limits. Doing both isn't easy. Supporting without fostering. Some parents feel that with enough love, they can solve the emotional problems in their children. They worry that they may hurt their children's self-esteem if they don't give them unconditional positive feelings. They hesitate to show disapproval, fearing that doing so may trigger rage, self-harm, or suicide. So they praise whenever they can and make excuses for their kids' obnoxiousness. They tiptoe around their children's misbehavior. Such parents defend their kids from the criticism that teachers, coaches, and other kids' parents give them. Unfortunately, these efforts are misguided. Kids don't benefit from never having to deal with the reality of their behavior. Parents who make excuses and overly protect their kids only delay the inevitable consequences: broken relationships, self-harm, substance abuse, or even jail. Thus, kids whose parents protect them from accepting responsibility for their actions are much more likely to end up having to be accountable in the court of life one day, from bosses, friends, or judges. One reason parents wrestle with reprimanding their kids with BPD symptoms is that, frankly, their kids make doing so very difficult. When kids rage, they often shift to a warm and loving mode, for a little while at least, when you give them what they want. Psychologists call this phenomenon negative reinforcement. Negative reinforcement occurs when you take something unpleasant away after a behavior occurs. Kids with BPD symptoms often take away their negative rage when you give them what they want, and as a result, you feel very reinforced for caving in. Remember, solid self-esteem is based on reality, not false praise and flattery. Confidence comes from hard work and follow-through. Kids don't learn either of these important concepts when you constantly cater to their demands. Telling your kids, even those with serious BPD symptoms, that you love them is important. However, you also need to tell them when their behaviors are unacceptable. This strategy is called setting limits. Setting limits. Kids with symptoms of BPD often throw tantrums, disobey rules, and stop listening to their parents. In turn, parents become angry and frustrated when their children refuse to do what they ask them to do. Obviously, this kind of situation isn't good for parents or children. But how do you set limits when you haven't been consistently doing so up to this point? We have some suggestions for dealing with typical BPD behaviors in your children. Enlist help. If setting limits hasn't come naturally to you in the past, a therapist can help a lot. Therapists can guide you through the process of setting limits for your emotionally challenged child and provide a reality check when you're uncertain about how to set limits. We especially recommend a therapist who has been trained in cognitive behavioral therapy, which involves teaching specific new ways of thinking and behaving, as well as setting limits and consequences on behavior. For more information, consider reading Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Dummies by Rob Wilson and Rena Branch, Wiley. In case you were wondering, behavioral, with a U, is the British spelling. Be specific. Tell your child exactly what you want her to do or not to do. For example, don't tell your kid to stop being a brat, but rather, tell her that you want her to speak to you without sarcasm. Be clear. State explicit consequences for inappropriate behavior. For example, tell your kid that you will hold back a specific amount of her weekly allowance for every infraction of your new rule. Hold firm. After you've made a rule, follow through with it. Don't waffle. Waffling only makes things worse. Don't bother setting a rule or a consequence that you can't follow through on. So, for example, don't prohibit TV time completely if you don't have a way to disable the television when you're out at night. Be calm. If you feel angry, walk away and deal with the situation when you calm down. People with BPD symptoms need to see a model of calm and the ability to deal with difficult emotions. After all, you don't want to model a BPD behavior. Don't use reasoning. By all means, give your reason for a rule when you set it. Give it once, and don't get hooked into an emotional dialogue about your reasons every time an inappropriate behavior occurs. Don't lecture. Your kid knows the reasons. Don't listen to arguments. This point elaborates on the previous one. Kids love to use arguments, such as, "All the other kids do it," or, "You're not fair," or, "My brother doesn't have to do this," and so on, to induce guilt and convince you that you're being unreasonable. Getting sucked into these arguments makes things worse because your child feels she can influence or control you when you stay engaged in the argument. Tip: In addition to following the preceding suggestions, we recommend that you read The Kasdan Method for Parenting the Defiant Child, with No Pills, No Therapy, No Contest of Wills, by Alan Kasdan, Houghton Mifflin, and Your Defiant Teen, 10 Steps to Resolve Conflict and Rebuild Your Relationship, by Russell Barkley and Arthur Robin, Guilford. These books give you loads of information about how to deal with the difficulties that kids and adolescents with BPD-like behaviors present. You may be wondering how to hold firm when your kid escalates to incredible levels, such as threatening bodily harm to siblings, or perhaps making suicidal threats. We'd really like to give you some quick and easy solutions to these dilemmas, but the truth is, you won't find any. Kids and adolescents who have BPD often learn to put their parents in maddening, unsolvable binds, and thus end up wielding shocking power over everyone in the family. Is there anything you can do to cut this Gordian knot? Listen to the next section to see what we suggest. Dealing with a dangerous or out-of-control child. Don't even think about trying to deal with problems and threats involving potential bodily harm without seeking the help of a skilled therapist. Your therapist can help you develop a game plan for even the worst of threats. Tip: If your child makes one of these high-level threats for the first time and you haven't yet involved a therapist, consider taking a trip to the hospital emergency room for an evaluation. Yes, you're likely to have a long, tedious wait. However, that wait alone is a useful consequence that your child has to face for having made the threat. If your child made the threat to manipulate you, you lessen the probability that your child will try something similar again by implementing this consequence. If your child was serious in her threat, you're in the right place to get immediate treatment. In either case, the ER can give you a referral for a competent therapist. In addition, consider some of the following options for dealing with out-of-control, dangerous threats, and behaviors. 911. If you're afraid of imminent danger, call 911. Inpatient treatment. Your therapist, or the ER, usually arranges such treatment to stabilize an out-of-control child and arrange for the next stage of treatment. Mental health professionals don't usually encourage inpatient treatment on a repeated basis. Residential treatment. In this approach, kids are sent to a controlled residential setting, usually for an extended period of time, generally at least a month. At these settings, kids receive individual therapy, group therapy, social skills training, miscellaneous therapies, education, and structured consequences for their behavior. Mental health professionals don't recommend this approach as often as some others, largely because of its high expense and uncertain outcomes. Treatment foster care. With this approach, parents temporarily give up physical custody of their kids so that foster parents, trained in dealing with serious emotional issues, can attempt to improve behaviors. Although somewhat radical, this strategy can be a lifesaver sometimes. Also, your state may pay for the costs. Go to the relevant department in your state, sometimes called the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, Department of Human Services, or Department of Social and Health Services, to find out whether your state offers this treatment free of cost, or at least at a discounted price. Therapeutic boarding schools. Again, this strategy is quite expensive. However, these schools are equipped to deal with complicated behavioral and emotional problems, so the benefits of this form of treatment may outweigh the costs. Wilderness therapy programs. These programs usually last from 1 to 2 months and involve teaching kids how to get along with others in challenging conditions. Kids are also taught confidence-building skills through physical activities such as rope skills courses, rock climbing, and living outdoors. They can provide a much-needed respite for parents, and they sometimes teach adolescents cooperative survival skills. Other out-of-home placements. Sometimes a caring uncle, grandparent, or close family friend may be willing to take on the care of your emotionally challenged child for a while. If your child has a good, solid relationship with that person, and both parties are willing, this option may prove useful. Warning. Whatever option you choose, the point is to find the care and assistance that will allow all your family members to feel safe. You can't let a child with serious BPD symptoms put you or your other kids in danger. Taking care of everyone else, including yourself. We assume that you have ensured the safety of your family, as well as that of your child with emotional problems. Physical safety comes first, but after you've established basic safety, you must attend to the needs of everyone in the family, not just your kid with BPD symptoms. Many times, a marriage or partnership can come unglued by the stress of having a child with serious BPD symptoms. You can't let your emotionally challenged child act like a black hole that sucks all the attention, focus, and satisfaction out of your family. Parenting a difficult child takes energy. A strong partnership and family connection help you recharge. In this vein, making sure the family engages in a reasonable number of pleasurable pursuits is important, whether the child with BPD symptoms tags along or not. Parenting adult kids with BPD. Most people with adult children can look back on their parenting years and think of many things they would change if they could. Regret is especially poignant when your adult child has BPD. No doubt you can compile a long list of mistakes you made. But one thing you can't do is make up for where you may have gone wrong by trying to fix your adult child's life. If you try to do so, you may just make things worse. Your child is now an adult and has to be responsible for his or her own life and recovery. Yet, your BPD adult child is likely to try and enlist your help, whether in the form of finances, advice, or solutions. Here's our advice to you. Make sure your child is in treatment before considering giving help. If you do decide to provide help, that help should be limited, and it should be help that you've discussed with a professional who's involved in your child's treatment. Remember that limiting your help is actually in your adult child's best interest, because people with BPD need to figure out how to live their own lives. Continued dependency merely reinforces their old patterns. Never try to be your child's therapist or counselor. Yes, dealing with an adult child with BPD, or any child with BPD for that matter, can be extremely difficult and energy draining. However, by following our suggestions, you can improve your child's ability to cope, and you can pave the way for getting your child appropriate treatment. Finally, you can improve the atmosphere for the entire family by not allowing your child's issues to dominate.